KTCK Dallas Fort Worth, KTBK Sherman Denison, KTDK Sanger. Playing only the good parts of the hits of the 70s, 80s, and 90s on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It is 4:55 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is the Hard Line. And since we're out at the Great State Fair of Texas, I can scarcely think of anything better to do than to send the Coda Snake out with a wireless microphone. Let's see if we can't bring you, the P1 listener, a little bit of the flavor of the Great State Fair of Texas. Let's see if we can't get you excited about coming out here to the Great State Fair of Texas. Let's see if we can raise the Cobra, who is wandering around without a headset today, Snake. So we might have a little problem communicating with him. Cobra, do you have us?
I do have you. Do you have me?
Loud and clear.
This is working out fine so far.
Oh, it is. It's truly a miracle.
It truly is.
Now, we're over here in the Nissan section. I see some people looking at a couple of automobiles.
Yes, because guys, we are out here for Nissan today.
How you doing? Let's talk to the ladies first. Ladies first, how you doing?
Great. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Now, is this a family I'm detecting? Maybe a daughter and with her mom and dad?
Yes.
And how old is daughter?
My granddad. 22.
22. Okay, you're legal. That's great. Now, granddad, you pretty proud of your granddaughter here?
Oh, yeah.
What's she done to make you proud?
She's been a great girl, granddaughter.
That's pretty generic. Sounds pretty boring. Has she done anything, like, won any awards or anything?
She's... Yeah, she's the first granddaughter.
Now, you're awful young to be
no
a grandpa.
Kidding.
How old are you?
66, 65.
Okay, you're not that young. You look good. You look good for a 65-year-old or whatever. Now, I see you guys are looking at a Nissan Titan pickup truck. Are you interested in buying an automobile?
Not right now.
Okay. Well, tell them if they do, to go to Trophy Nissan.
You're shopping around?
Yeah.
Okay, the interior is made out of Corinthian hog anus. I don't know if that makes a difference to your buying power.
What is that?
Well, it's
the pig's eye.
The anus of a hog.
Maybe that's a tough interior, huh?
That's tough love right there. Yeah, it is. You can spill a lot of things on that. Okay, you guys carry on. Have fun. You be a good 22-year-old, okay?
Thanks.
You like beer?
No comment.
I bet you do, sugar. I bet you do. All right, there's some fairgoers. Let's see if we can round up some others, as I don't want to drift too far away.
No, we're not.
Hey, here's a young couple.
Oh, all right. Talk to them.
How's it going?
Good.
Are you a listener to the station?
Diehard P1.
Are you really?
Really am.
What's your name?
Charles.
Charles, how old are you?
24, be 25 tomorrow.
Oh, really? Congratulations. Happy birthday.
Yeah, welcome
almost
to the demographic.
Almost in the bracket.
25 to 54. That's what we're looking for. You know that.
Right.
Now, are you a fan of the Hammer and the Wolf up there?
Big time, yeah.
How big of a fan?
Listen every day.
Would you show your chest to him?
I really don't want to
for
see
what?
It.
For
what? Just to prove that you're a fan. I figure, you know, you're a fan. You'd maybe want to show him that you've been working out and stuff.
I haven't been called on the perfect pair yet.
Oh, really?
Really?
Well, maybe if you can show your perfect pair, then maybe we can give you a call. I mean, I don't want to say that to your girlfriend, I'm assuming?
My wife.
Oh, your wife. Oh, no. Okay. Go ahead.
Oh, no.
Go ahead.
And show what?
Show your boobs.
Man, I don't got boobs. You know that.
Go ahead. Just real quick. Just flash them. You want to get a phone call or not?
What are you going to get?
Real quick, just flash. Just a real quick flash. Boom.
All right, I'll do it.
Okay, let's see it. Here he goes. That's okay. It doesn't matter. It's just a quick flash.
Boom.
Yeah, come on. Come on over here. This is what you would do to show your love for the Hard Line. You're an obvious listener. We provide you with the service every day for 4 hours. I'm figuring you can at least give at least a millisecond of love to Mike and Greg. Go ahead. Okay.
Oh, man, that
goes.
Was great. That was awesome.
That what a was homo, awesome. You know? Congratulations. Thank you. Good luck with the wife. Don't let him knock you up, okay? Okay.
Cobra?
Yeah.
Here's a girl that I went to high school with.
Oh, no. Why do you look so much better than Mike?
Maybe I take better care of myself.
Maybe you do.
Maybe it's the vitamins.
Maybe it is.
Maybe I have a job that's a little more athletic.
Well, I'm not saying you look that great. Now, what was Mike like in high school? He says he was a nerd, a colossal nerd.
Studious, ambitious.
Nerd.
Do you remember him?
Uh-huh. He wasn't. I was more of a drama queen, chorus, choir. He was funny, handsome, cute. He, you know.
Are any of these true, Mike?
No, none of them are
this
true.
Sounds like nothing of the guy.
She's obviously got me confused with somebody else.
Well, you know, there's been a lot of drugs, a lot of alcohol between the time that we went to school.
Well, maybe
together,
for you, so, not for me.
Maybe the mind's just a little fuzzy, but.
Now, was Mike a pretty hardcore hippie?
You know, we kind of all were, and we weren't hippies. It was just called trendy.
Okay, I'll accept that. Now, how about you?
That was before hippies, though, when we were there. Hippies hadn't invaded Oak Cliff yet.
Did you do a lot of drugs and stuff after that? We're not going to say your name.
It wasn't called drugs. It was called a lifestyle.
Wow, Mike. And you're denying that you did? And here's this free spirit over here saying
hey, I didn't.
Loved it?
You know, I wasn't like that back then, but I married a P1.
Did you?
One of the coolest guys in the world right over here. And my whole life has changed since then.
Really? So did you not know that Mike was the guy you went to high school with until you married this guy?
He reminded me,
Michael,
that I went to high school with him, and then I had to go back and check the annual out, and by golly, yes, I did.
Mike, now, what do you remember about her in high school? Pretty loose?
No, I don't know how loose she was or anything like that. I know I couldn't have had her.
Really?
That's for sure. No.
Did you give it up in high school?
No, I was pretty uptight.
Were you?
Yeah, real.
Now, I do remember what she said. She was like in drama and choir and all that stuff. That I do remember about
her.
Key
Club, all that mess.
Key Club. I don't think,
I don't even know.
I don't think we had a clique of it. All the drama stuff, all the plays, all that cool
stuff.
Yeah,
she was off into that.
Yeah, it's kind of, you know, dark, spooky, mysterious.
Okay.
See? Yeah.
She was like real right brain and everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, not really.
And you, your husband, you pretty happy with what you got now?
You know, we have moments where I throw him out the front door and I always regret it. But luckily he forgives me.
Okay. Well.
Do you wish you'd have wound up with me instead?
He looks way more successful. What's your husband do?
Well, he is a soccer referee and a CPA.
Oh, I would say
soccer referee, Cobra. Man, that's right up your alley, Cobra.
A sport that the ticket doesn't really follow.
I do.
Oh, excellent, excellent.
Your husband listens. He knows that I'm a big fan of soccer. So, all right, we'll carry on.
Well, thank you. It's great that you guys are out here at this fabulous state fair.
Right. Thanks for the plug. Okay, as we venture on. Do you really remember her?
Yeah, I do.
Do you really?
I do remember her.
Okay.
In fact, we saw her here at the fair last year.
Oh, we did?
Yeah, and she told me that we went to high school and everything. I didn't then. I went home and looked her up in the yearbook, and then it clicked in.
Okay, so she's a recurring character here at the fair.
Yeah, she is a recurring character here.
Here's the Youth of America. I always have fun with the Youth of America. Hey,
yes.
Kids.
Boy, that looks like some disenfranchised youth, too.
Now, how old are you guys?
17. 16.
Okay, come here. Walk over here with me, because I want you guys to, I need to be able to hear my partners, actually. So let's get a little closer to
Mike
the action.
Leiter, the
we have a 17-year-old and a 16-year-old, both males,
mm-hmm.
Michael and Greg.
Right.
Now, where you guys go to high school?
Bishop Lynch.
Bishop Lynch.
Lynch, okay.
Bishop Lynch. Oh, my goodness.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Okay. Now, you have a shirt on that says, Vote for Pedro. What does that mean?
It's from a movie.
What movie?
Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh, okay, all right.
The Pedro Martinez story.
It's Napoleon Dynamite, which is grabbing all the teens these days. All you kids are loving that movie. Now, there's another election coming up here. Are you interested at all in what's happening?
Not really.
Were you pissed that the debate was on last night and Seventh Heaven wasn't?
I don't watch Seventh Heaven. So.
I'm just asking.
No, I wasn't.
What kind of TV you guys into?
I'm not really into TV.
The OC?
What are you into?
Cars and stuff.
Cars and stuff? How about you?
I like Monster Garage and American Chopper.
Well, that's weird. So,
what about the OC? You like that?
Yeah, the OC. You like that?
No.
No?
I haven't watched any of that.
You guys don't get girls, do you?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Do you really? How about you?
No.
You don't?
Now, why not?
Why would this guy get girls over the other guy? Is he a better-looking guy to you?
Yeah, he's probably better-looking.
So, do you get good-looking, quality girls?
Yes, it is.
Really? Now, have you given up your... the sanctity of virginity to pursue the other woman?
No, I haven't.
You haven't?
No.
That's good. Keep it. It's not worth giving up. How about you?
No.
But you guys are just knocking it out at home by yourselves, aren't you?
No.
Whatever. You're 16 and 17. Now, are you interested, though, in the election coming up?
I actually watched the debate yesterday for a while.
And who do you guys prefer? Because you are the future leaders of this country. You realize that.
I prefer George Bush.
And why is that?
Because he's from Texas and...
Texas kicks ass?
Yes, it does.
Okay, let's all support there you go. Texas. There's a real free-thinking spirit here. How about you?
Bush.
Why is that?
You
like war?
No, I just don't like Kerry.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know.
It's too tall?
Yeah, sure. He's ugly.
Too much horse face?
This is the youth of America we're speaking to right here. They are 1 year away from voting. One likes Bush because he's from Texas. The other doesn't like Kerry because, well, he doesn't know why. That's good, though. You kids carry on. You've ever heard of the ticket before?
Yes, sir.
You have?
Yes.
Please don't call me sir. Have you?
Snake.
Yes. You have?
Yeah.
You guys listen at all?
Yeah, sometimes.
Snake.
Okay. You guys know who they are up there?
I don't listen that much, but I do listen before.
Okay. You'll listen when you get older. All right. You guys go carry on. Have fun at the fair. Stay virgins.
That's good advice you gave those boys.
I agree.
It's very good advice.
All right. Are we wrapping things up?
Yeah, I believe we are wrapping things up because we have more cigarette commercials to play next here on The Ticket.